This podcast is for mature audiences only, with topics and discussions intended for adults. Listener discretion is advised.
I love massage porn, like where they're at the massage. Oh, it's my favorite. It's like what I look up. Like, it's literally like a girl is face down and she's getting a massage from like a hot masseuse. And then he'll like touch her inner thigh with like oil. And then he'll kind of start. Like, I love massage porn. It's the best.
What about quarantine? Do you still watch porn up to now?
I do.
We were talking about this yesterday and I told Ava that I was turned on by gay porn.
And I was like, what?
It's like, I thought this was a safe space. But no, I haven't watched porn in a very long time just because like, I don't know where to go. Pornhub?
I am.
There's actually porn for women.
There is porn for women. You know,
Yeah. I feel like porn for women is so specific. Kind of like, what's that movie with Christian Grey?
Fifty Shades of Grey.
Or sex and life on
You need
Netflix.
Like a little more context.
We're into that.
Like women's porn needs a little more
exactly,
context.
Exactly. The storytelling.
Porn for women can be really enjoyable. You just have to find the right one. Like I used to watch a lot of porn on this one site that isn't available anymore. It was called XArt, and they had these really kind of beautiful women and really good looking guys, and it's shot beautifully and romantic, and it's not just like hardcore gagging and like vulgar. It's like sweet lovemaking. It, like you can relate to it.
There's a story.
I mean, there's a mild story, but like that's kind of what I enjoy. There's something voyeuristic about it that I do like.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Obviously I'm like a visual person. So like physically seeing sex is an arousal.
You're like, that's a Hockney painting in the background. Oh my God, that's a Noguchi lamp? Yes, get it. Get it.
Turn on.
Stylish porn a thing, because it should be a thing. Like,
porn. Richie, that needs to happen.
Dean, you need to creative direct.
I know. Cool music, soundtrack.
I wanted to go back when she said that, how like porn is so gagging and raunchy. It's so intense. That's probably why we can't watch it also. It's like, whoa.
Well, you know what? I used to hate it. And then I started getting open to it. And the type of porn that I liked watching, and it's so specific. It's like, it was yoga porn.
I love massage porn.
What?
Like where they're at the massage.
What's
it's my favorite.
Porn?
It's like what I look up. Like it's literally like a girl is face down.
What is it?
And she's getting a massage from like a hot masseuse. Okay. And then he'll like touch her inner thigh with like oil. And then he'll kind of start. Like I love massage porn. It's the best.
You love massage.
I love it. Like it's all the things I love. Massage porn. Like literally when you go.
And they're feeding you steak while you're eating.
Oh, it's like my dream.
I'm going to Google that.
Wait, Martine, I didn't know that was a thing.
It's such a thing, and I really, really like it.
Okay, I'm gonna.
So, would
that.
You Wait, ever get a happy ending?
Can I tell you about what yoga porn is?
Okay.
So it's like the girl is wearing like the one that specifically that I was like, okay, this is really fun. She's wearing yoga pants, right? And the guy likes and the guy like sponsored.
It's recess.
Wait, and the guy tears it open, and I feel like there's something like. Exciting about
wait
that.
What
know.
He tears
the
open
guy
the pants
tears open
no
the
we
pants.
Don't want any product destruction he tears okay. open the pants
he tears open the pants and they start doing it from there and then apparently he wets the white leggings and it's like almost like a wet t-shirt but it's leggings. I don't know, I found that like
then he like cleans the yoga mat with a yoga love spray after.
It's so weird that I found myself googling that.
Oh my God, I need to, guys, you both have your porn thingies.
What
I need
would
to
yours
find
be?
Mine. I need to
yours
find
yours
mine.
Would be like,
it's true, I haven't found good porn that I like.
Bell's would be like cooking spaghetti porn. Like in the like
true.
Boiling spaghetti.
No, I like
naked.
Office, you know, office, that story type where it's like forbidden, let's say like in the dentist's chair or like in visiting at the
guys,
office.
Give
yours would be like an
give massage porn a chance. It's really nice and relaxing.
I'm gonna do that.
So what do I Google? Massage porn? Just that?
Just literally go to forhertube.com and just click massage. Whoa. There you go.
Oh my God. Slash
www.
Just kidding. Dirty Latina Maids.
I think, my sister always references Dirty Latina Maids. I think that's what you like.
No, it's not. It's just on top of my mind because one of my friends had it on his USB and it just made an imprint in my mind. Okay, so my homework, and for all those listening, is figure out the type of porn that you like. It's true, I haven't explored porn.
You know, something that helped me, because I was so like, oh, I don't know if I want to watch porn. I Googled porn for girls, and I feel like there's something about that. I don't know if it's psychological that doesn't make you feel as dirty, because it's like porn for girls. That was my first step in.
I just wanted to share also one time, a couple of years ago, I asked Adrian, hey, do you want to watch some porn? And he was like, what are you talking about? I was like, never mind.
How do you bring that up with your partner, guys? Because it's actually hard. Is that something?
Or you just have it on? You're just like,
you know, it's such a personal thing. Some partners really enjoy porn. Some don't. Like, it's just a personal thing. They either like it or they don't like it. If they like it, they'll get excited by you offering it. If they don't, they'll make that very clear. It is what it is.
Okay.
But in the beginning, I wasn't into watching it together, and I'm now open to it. I haven't done it yet.
Do you watch it with your partner?
Because at first I was like, no, I don't want to. And then now I'm like, I'm actually really open to it.
But I have a friend who said he stopped watching porn and it made his sex life much better because he was always expecting his sex life to be what he watched. And when he stopped, he loved it. Anyways, I'm going to try to get him on the podcast.
Interesting.
Okay. Because he's a celeb. How did you lose your virginity, Abba?
Oh my God. My story is actually like sad. I mean, I wouldn't even say that I regret it. I just, because when we had that virginity episode, it made me think a lot about how I lost my virginity. Basically, I lost my virginity on a one night stand, but with someone who's like a friend. Until now, he's a really good friend. But what sucks is that I don't remember it at all. So I kind of just remember, I know, it's kind of like
a blur.
Ask him, if you guys are still friends, ask him to rehash it to you.
Yeah, be like, maybe one day I'll ask him. But it was just like, I didn't remember much other than going home the next day. And I'm like, that was it? So yeah, I don't know if I'd say I'd regret it because I don't feel super bad about it. But I do wish that
you remember.
Yeah, I do wish I remembered.
Okay, what about you, Teen?
Long-term high school boyfriend. Very typical. He picked me up from my house. I told my family I was going to Dairy Queen and didn't come back for an hour and a half. It was fun. Yeah, it was totally fun. We had talked about it for a long time. And then nothing. We just did it in his house. We said, I love you, which probably didn't mean it at the time.
First time.
It was pleasant.
Wait, how old were you?
15.
Okay. I was 19. I was so old.
What? You had a boyfriend at 15.
I know, but I didn't. I'm conservative, you know? Also because our brother had a baby and I was like so scared. But I also had a long-term boyfriend. He was really sweet. And the reason why I decided to have sex at that age was because Martine and George pressured me. They were like, you know, you're putting so much into this virginity thing. Like, just do it with him already. He's a nice guy. You know, you're going to like it. And I can remember when I lost my virginity, it was in my room upstairs. And my boyfriend at that time was really sweet. He asked me, are you sure you want to do this? We don't have to do this. And that made me feel like, okay, he's the right person to
That's
do it
so
with.
So sweet.
Because just by that gesture.
No, I'll never forget. You really were sweet. So and, old. I was like, it's time.
yeah. Martine. So when I was doing it, I had Martine and George in one ear and the left ear. And they were like, just do it already. It's not a big deal. And they totally peer pressured me into losing my virginity. And when it happened, I remember I felt pain because you have to wear a condom and there's friction. And, you know, and I was like, how could people enjoy this? Like, this is so painful.
So your first time was painful?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would recommend actually using lube. No.
Yeah. I can imagine. Well, I mean, if you're like, if you're uncomfortable, right? Like you're not going to moisten up down there. So might as well. But I'll never forget when you were like 23 or something, your mom came and visited in LA and she was talking about, you know, Belle and Abba, they are virgins. And I just laughed out loud. I was like, Mommy Gui, you're in denial. I like laughed so hard. And your mom's face looked at me like I had just like pulled the rug out from under her whole life.
This is so much interview.
I just laughed at her. I like literally laughed in her face. Like they are not.
That was like
I was like, you're gone. You're in LA. They're having sex right now on your bed. And you were. You confirmed it earlier. You confirmed it.
You were.
Yeah, it's so true. But I think my mom was like progressive in a sense that she would talk about sex and about the pill, but she never wanted us to be doing it. So it was like a weird dynamic,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, first, I want to ask you, you were in a long distance relationship. How would you handle sex, or since you're, you know, you're very sexual? How did you handle sex in a long distance relationship? That's one of the questions.
Lots of creativity. You know, Cliff and I had a lot of phone sex, especially in the first year, because we'd only see each other once every 6 weeks. So phone sex was exciting, sexy pics, even sending just like sexy WhatsApp flirting. Like it really just triggers something that arouses you when you have that like little bit of a tease. I mean, that's pretty much it. That's really all you can do when you're that distant. Use your digital devices.
Well, they do have those toys now.
They do. Right? We have never tried that. But
so you would recommend sexy pics and stuff like that. You're not scared to, you know, oh my God, they're going to see my face or whatever. I guess your face isn't seen.
Well, my face was seen in a lot of them. I think the sex that I would send... I know. No, I honestly love the art of sexting. It's like such a thing of our generation. If there ever was...
Martine, give us some templates for our listeners because people want that.
Well, I think one, lighting is key, nice angles. It can't be too much in your face. Like it can't just be like, here's your whole vulva. Like you have to kind of give a little bit of a tease. For me, like a sext is supposed to arouse and tease. So it's... I don't know. There's an artfulness to it. If there was ever an incident where my phone got stolen and someone leaked my sex, I'd be like, yeah, that's me. And I look great. And yes, this aroused my partner.
Wait, we've seen some of your photos where you're in action. Well. And Martina's proud of it. And I like it. Because then when you have that, then nobody can hold it against you. You're like, yeah, that's me. So what?
Again, it's natural. I look good.
Attitude for people who come
shows I'm in love with my partner. Yeah. We're good. There's no shame.
Okay, what about, after the long-distance relationship, getting married, what about sex after pregnancy?
Oh, that's a tricky one. Between being sleep-deprived and, like, your body healing, definitely sex after pregnancy is a tricky one. But, you know, time and also, again, it's going back to feeling comfortable again with your body and relearning your body, too. And it's also, your body is kind of, like, I remember... One time Cliff and I were trying to have sex and Penelope started crying. So I went upstairs and I was breastfeeding her. And then I went down and then Cliff and I had sex. And I was like, oh my God, I feel like a cattle, like being used from every orifice. My family is like milking me.
Oh my God.
It's like
penetrating me.
Sucking my boob, milking
and penetration.
It's like, I feel like a cattle.
It's true. Sometimes that happens.
How do you handle doing it? And like when, you know, you don't really have a lot of help.
Yeah.
Right. How do you handle having sex in front of your kids?
No, she does it when Penelope's
sleeping. She's sleeping. And it's like likely on the couch.
Okay. Any fetishes? You, Abs, you go first.
Fetishes.
What's a fetish anyway? Is it something that you're obsessed with?
Like, right? You know how people have like foot fetishes, armpit fetishes.
Yeah.
I don't really have any fetish, more of like a little fantasy. A fantasy that I have because I'm so used to like passionate lovemaking. Sometimes I'm like, I wouldn't mind just like being asleep and then my husband like pulling me and just being like rough. But I know that's never going to happen unless he listens to this podcast.
It can happen. You just vocalize it. It can happen. Oh, I've woken up partners with BJs just to be sweet. They liked it.
Yeah, that's fun. I mean, like, I do that a lot, actually. But
I'm learning a lot from you, Hose.
Do it for his birthday. That's one.
Waking up a partner with a BJ.
I think they love that. I mean, especially because you're starting their day and they don't even have to do much, right? But more of me, I want to be woken up.
You want somebody to go down on you waking up?
Not necessarily just going down. I just want to do it, like, asleep and then finally they just pull you. That's one of my fantasies. What about you? What's your fantasy?
At Tita Sally, if you're listening to this, please don't send buko juice tomorrow.
You're
Bitch's mom always sends yummy fresh buka juice. That's what Ava wants.
Okay. So annoying. What's your fantasy?
Martin, your fantasy. Yeah. Or no, fetish. Your fetish. Do you have any fetishes? Or do you want to do like a threesome?
No. I have zero interest in threesomes or orgies or even like voyeuristic stuff.
I know.
Zero interest.
I think Martine's fetish would be like a space
fantasy.
Oh,
for sure.
Like cosplay.
In a astronaut and like a really cute egg.
Or she's sailor moon.
Aesthetic sex.
Upside down in air.
I know. Guys, honestly, my fantasy is just doing it in really beautiful houses. Exactly what you said. Noguchi, Hockney, that's my fantasy. Admiring furniture while I'm having sex. That's it. Beautiful lamps.
You're like, that's a gooby chair, the swivel one. Oh my god, in cream.
Yeah. That arouses me. That like actually arouses me.
It's the setting. What about you? I want to know yours.
I already said it. Like what? Something in an office space.
What about the office space? Is it professionalism?
I think it's
a setting where everything's really tense and repressed, and to like have that sexual moment in that setting is like so releasing. Like even in like a school setting, I get that.
I hope that happens for you.
Have you had angry sex? Like you guys fight, you and your husband fight, and then all of a sudden you just do it
while angry still.
Yeah.
Not particularly. I've had crying sex where I'm like mad. And I'm like, oh, I'm so mad at you, but I'm still doing it. And I'm enjoying it, but I'm mad at you.
I'm just picturing Martine doing that. That's not
No, you're like enjoying it, but you're like, I'm consent. I actually find like sex can be so releasing. Like if you have a lot of pent up feelings and you orgasm, it's like that flood of hormones, whatever, your oxytocin can get you really emotional. Like if Cliff and I are kind of fighting and we do it and like I orgasm, sometimes I will cry and I'm like, oh, I'm like that cliche on Sex and the City. But it only happens during like really heightened emotional things.
Yeah. You know what? That's so true, because I never used to believe that people could be super pissed at each other and then all of a sudden have this weird angry sex. And it just recently happened to me. Yeah.
Is this a recent one you told me?
Yeah. No, wait,
it's so good. Wait, you have to share it.
No, stop. I'm good about to share it.
Okay.
So I
couldn't get over this story.
So what was I saying? So Adrian and I got into a big fight, and then I was just so pissed, and I was just really angry. And then I was on my laptop on the bed, like doing something. And then I didn't hear him. He came into the room and then there. And then we just like ended up doing it. I didn't know how it happened, but it just, we just
initiated.
We both did. Like he said a joke and then we both laughed. And then instead of talking about what we fought about and just like trying to fix it, we just ended up hooking up.
Hey, I love that.
And I never thought that it was possible. Yeah, this is my first time ever. Because usually when I'm angry, I'll like not speak to him for 2 days and stuff like that.
Please give the most interesting part. It's fine. Why would you be ashamed of that? Everyone knows already you had sex. That's fine. So the part that's just so funny, teen, is that
we're
Adrian
cut this part out.
No, Adrian told me.
Just cut it out.
Embarrassing.
So I want to hear, but cut it out.
Basically, she initiated that they wanted to do it.
And, no, we both initiated.
So she had COVID, right? So she had COVID that time. She was positive. And Adrian was like, okay, but only if you wear a mask. So they were having sex with a mask on. Just imagine there's no kissing. We did. Adrian's super by the book, still following protocols.
Oh my god.
You can't take it.
I'm crying because that was the joke. He was like, should we do it? And I was like, okay. He's like, but only with a mask on. I'm like, that's weird. Anyways, we ended up doing it and we both had our masks on. And it was so funny because we couldn't kiss. And we were like, okay, we have to find other ways to stimulate each other. But we were laughing the whole time. And I highly recommend it. Because I don't know, it's just like It just took away the anger we both felt. But when I told Ava, she couldn't stop laughing.
I was crying. Imagining them both like, okay, but you have to wear a mask. Okay, let's start. How do we do this?
I do this so by the book.
I know. It's so funny.
Anyways,
so I want to ask Teen. Teen, I know you're actually the one person that I talk to about sex toys a lot. Do you use sex toys alone and do you use it with a partner?
Oh, yeah. No, I think they really heighten everything. And I think I only started experimenting with sex toys with distance because you kind of had to find a way to stimulate yourself and do something with your partner that's exciting. And I think it really adds a different level to your relationship, especially when your partner knows the toys that you like and how to use them.
Really?
Did your partners feel offended when you brought it up, or it was just so natural? Like, okay, let's try it.
Oh, it was so natural. Like, I think with a partner, as long as you guys are both comfortable and talking about sex, toys are such a great way to enhance your bedtime.
But you use lube as well?
Yeah, we do. We use lube and we use toys. We kind of have the whole assortment.
So you have to use it together?
You can. You don't necessarily have to, but it's better.
So on your bedside table, if you open it up?
There's exciting things. I actually keep them in like a lunchbox under the sink. It's so bad. Sometimes Penelope will open it. Because, you know, toys are like bright pink. And she'll want to play with it. I'm like, no! I don't want to scar you for life!
Your story of Nancy, please. Your story of Nancy.
I know. We have a cleaner that comes to our house here in Melbourne, and she was helping me pack my luggage to go to Manila, and like she had this bag of like she said my facial tools, and all of a sudden this vibrator starts going, and she tries to turn it off, and it's like, and then the frequency changed. I was like, and I'm like, oh my god, make it stop.
You're like, this is to make my face more firm.
She puts it on her face.
I was like, this is for gua sha, and I'm like, give it back.
Clean it. Okay.
One last before we go, Martine. One question we have is, what are some tips you want to give our audience for giving a good BJ?
You know where I learned how to give a good BJ from, to be honest, was watching Kim Kardashian's sex tape.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. With Ray J. Is there another one? Yeah. When I watched that, yeah, I was like, oh, okay. So that's the technique. It's like the pepper grinder, like the playing with the balls, the making sure, like, pepper I don't know. Pepper grinder.
So specific.
Yeah.
Touching the balls. Okay.
Massaging balls. Honestly, the ball work for every guy is deeply personal as well. Some guys really like it. Some guys don't necessarily. So it's also asking your partner. But I learned a lot from that Kim K video. Like, I really, really did. I took it to heart.
Only you could spin something like that and be like, this is educational.
It definitely is educational. I just watched, who's that? The Asian American comedian that's really vulgar. She's funny.
Ali Wong.
She was talking in her intro about how, like, really successful women give amazing blowjobs because they recognize pattern recognition, and that skill translates. And I'm like, it absolutely does. If you can run a business, if you're really, really good at what you do, you're likely a good lover as well. And I was like, I can relate to this.
Pressure.
No, I'm like, I relate.
Able to give a good blowjob if you're a good CEO.
Okay.
The term. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Martine Ho, for coming on the Sexy Time podcast. There's definitely a lot of things that we learned and we were able to unpack.
Yeah.
That word is so, like, used. No? Anyways.
Whatever. Okay, thanks so much, Teen. That was so much fun. You guys can follow more of Martine at Martine on Instagram.
And don't forget to follow us on Spotify. Tune in every Wednesday, hump day, at 12 noon as we drop our newest episode. You can also follow us on Instagram at The Sexy Time Podcast, and on Twitter, we remove the. So Twitter is at Sexy Time Podcast.
If you guys have any questions you want us to answer or topic suggestions for future episodes, email us at thesexytimepodcast@gmail.com.
And we promise to keep you anonymous and we will always reply to you.
Thank you
for coming.
Coming.
See you guys in the next episode. Bye.